It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Linda Alamadadian with us. Welcome, Dr. Alamadadian.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we go to the doctor and we get back in our car and drive home and then realize when we get home that we're really unclear as to how the visit with the physician went. And we realize, oh, we forgot to ask this question or that question about our diagnosis or our physical therapy regimen or even about what dosage of pills we're supposed to take. Now, is there a better way to prepare our minds for a visit to our doctor?
Well, ideally, I would say that it's wonderful if you have the list because usually, as you said, when there is that first initial interaction between the patient and the doctor, mm-hmm. especially if it's been a long relationship, then there's other issues that are being discussed that are maybe social and whatnot.
Yes.
And at that point, then you get into one problem, and then that's being discussed, and everybody forgets about all the other issues.
Exactly.
So, you know, one of the tricks that we use in our office is we actually give every patient basically in handout that kind of ask them the questions as far as anything has changed since your last visit. Is there any allergy changes, any new medications, any mm-hmm. hospital or ER visit, any specialist new diagnosis or new medications and whatnot, to kind of get that mental idea juggling that whether we need to talk about any of these issues. And certainly if the patient already has a list, that helps because you can bring that up at the beginning of the exam and just report to the doctor, these are the reasons I'm here today, mm-hmm. and then plan of action can be formulated. We're going to do this and cover this subject and move on to this and whatnot.
Now, that applies also when visiting a doctor for the first time?
Well, visiting a doctor for the first time, what's very important to let the physician know who was your previous doctor, potentially have their name and address and phone number so your previous records could be obtained. Also, if there's any specialists that are involved in your care, to also have their names and phone numbers, a full list of medications with names, doses, and frequencies, list of allergies, potentially if it's a long list of medical issues in the past and surgeries in the past with dates would be certainly helpful.
Okay. Now, there are some doctors who are like a comfortable pair of sneakers. You feel like you can tell them your life story. And then there are other doctors who really just have no bedside manner whatsoever, okay? Now, what can you do if you face a doctor you feel is intimidating or distant?
Sometimes what needs to happen is a rapport needs to be built there, I believe. And so you may approach the doctor and sort of start by telling them your story of, you know, I just moved to the area and I'm working in this, office, mm-hmm. and these are the previous issues that I've had, and this is how my previous doctor was going about, and now I'm here to build a relationship with yourself as a physician, and so that we can work on our problems, have a successful relationship. It's a matter of, you're correct, that especially in primary care, whether it's internal medicine or family practice or pediatrics, there is certainly a relationship that needs to be built there, where there is confidence in the physician and comfort in being able to relay any issues and feel that they're confidential and that they're being listened to and all the concerns are being addressed.
It sounds to me like you're suggesting making an appointment with a doctor before you have any physical problems.
Ideal is actually to do that, and as soon as you have moved to a new area or had to change physicians, let's say because of insurance issues or whatnot, mm-hmm. to actually go and meet the physician, because the first visit is very important to gather all the previous information that was already there, so that now the doctor has a picture of your situation and your previous medical issues,
sure.
and your concerns. And so the where when down the road issues come up, then there is a background of information to build on.
That's really, really smart and something I wouldn't have thought to do. You know, I'm the kind of person like, I guess I'm reactive rather than proactive, but this is something that I will definitely tell my friends to do if they're moving, even from county to county, because oftentimes you're on the road when something happens to you, and then that's when you meet a doctor for the first time. And, you know, this country, we're a little bit behind in terms of online medical records and such.
Correct.
What are your suggestions for, you know, you're in a traumatic situation, maybe you're skiing and you broke a leg and you're in Aspen and you don't know a doctor there. How would you go about finding the perfect doctor for you in that kind of a situation?
Unfortunately, most of the time what happens in those kind of situations is you're taken to the nearest emergency room.
Yeah.
And as the emergency team works on the patient, then at that point decisions are made if there's things that need to be done immediately or if there's issues there that can be worked on when the patient returns to their home base. Certainly, you can always have a family member or even letting the emergency room physician know that who the physician is at your home base and mm-hmm. having their phone number handy so that they can be called. And one of the best things can happen at that point is if you already have an established relationship with a physician, they can quickly give a summary of your previous medical history
sure.
and whatnot. That would be very helpful at the time when they are trying to take care of things in an emergent manner.
Even sharing such things as x-rays.
Correct.
Well, that's hugely important, especially if you have an ongoing condition that you're worried about, perhaps spots in your lungs or something like that, and then you're
certainly.
In Europe, and at least they can. We have the electronic ability now to transfer that kind of information from country to country, which is phenomenal, right?
Correct. And, you know, especially patients with chronic medical problems like diabetes or renal insufficiency or hypertension, where, you know, there may be a change, and it's nice to know what the baseline was. And the best way to get that is for one doctor to be able to contact the previous doctor and get the last information that was available to kind of build upon as you're trying to postulate what's going on at the time.
How do most of your patients find you?
Well, most of my patients seem to be finding me either through word of mouth or through Hoag Hospital's website or mm-hmm. sometimes through insurance references and whatnot. So we have a little bit of mixture of all. And, you know, of course, sometimes people are new to the area and ask their friends or neighbors or whatnot or, co-workers, and that's how we get most of our patients.
Sure. I think word of mouth is really important, and I think you really need to listen, though, when your friends are saying, oh, this doctor's a great guy, but don't try to talk to him. Just let him do the surgery because
sure.
he has no bedside manner. You really need to do your research before you choose a new doctor.
Certainly. And, you know, along the lines of what you alluded to, it makes a difference as far as your primary care physician, which is someone that will be your home base and who's going to be coordinating your care as far as certainly different specialists and whatnot versus a specialist. Specialists are truly mostly looked upon for giving their expert advice.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always tell my patients is when you're looking for expert advice, you want to go to the person who's the best in their field.
Sure.
You may not necessarily feel that they're, the most personable and that you have a connection with and whatnot, but usually most of the time those visits are isolated or once or twice a year. And so expert opinion in that area certainly wins over personality. When it comes to primary care, internist, family practice, pediatrics, certainly because of that ongoing relationship, you want to make sure that not only you feel comfortable, you also feel confident in the doctor, and you have that ease of being able to discuss anything.
You know, my dad is a family practice physician, and he has grandkids that he's delivered from original patients. So, again, in that primary care situation, you're right. Rapport is all. Well, I can't believe it, but we're out of time. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Linda Alamadadian, for being on our show today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And I hope that I was able to answer your question.
Absolutely. And for more information on Hoag Hospital and some great health tips, please visit hoaghospital.org and make sure and listen to that podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. It's really important, free information you can carry with you on your iPhone or your MP3 player. Download the podcast onto your personal player and listen whenever you like. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourself a great day and weekend.